big headline yesterday afternoon, the bombshell, if you will. All over cable news and being flashed by the Associated Press and Reuters and so forth. Mitch McConnell does not have the votes to stop witnesses, giving the impression that come Friday, witnesses will be an automatic. That is just inaccurate. It's giving one impression that's just simply not accurate. Because here's the thing. Democrats don't have the votes to force witnesses. You see, you've got a small group of senators, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and others, who will ultimately be the power brokers as to whether or not this trial goes on past Friday. And here's the problem. Chuck Schumer has already shown what he will do. He will, if he gets the opportunity to call witnesses, it'll be endless demands for subpoenas and documents and witnesses and on and on and on. This will go on indefinitely until the Republicans stop it. Now, any vote that begins with a 5, meaning if the Republicans get 50 votes or more, then that'll be the end of it, and it'll go to a vote on the articles of impeachment also on Friday. This trial could end Friday, or it could go on for the next 2 months. And I'm gleaning the 50-50 tie going back to rules and different things I've heard. That is not particularly clear. I'm not going to kid you on that one. A 50-50 tie, some people believe, will be broken by Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. They believe the Chief Justice has to step in and break the tie. Others believe that's not true. Others believe that according to the rules under the Clinton impeachment, that a 50-50 tie basically goes to the runner and Trump's team would win then, the Republicans would win. By the way, here's something you probably are not going to hear elsewhere. And that is, right now, the president is at his highest approval ratings since February 3rd, 2017, since less than 2 weeks in office. The Real Clear Politics average of President Trump's job approval rating, 45.6%. And at 46% rounding up, that's as high as he has been by far since February the 3rd of 2017. The economy, by the way, gets better than 55% approval from voters across the country. And that's a big part of the whole deal, isn't it? I mean, that's it. All right, so what's going on out there? Here's one Republican senator who at one time was considered to be one of those guys that could go either way, Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He's going to be in a tough fight come November, they say. Tom Tillis is going to be a guy who's fighting for a seat, they say. But they told you in 2016 that Wisconsin was going to go to the Democrat, that Pennsylvania was going to go to the Democrat. Of course, that didn't happen. And so when they tell you that Tom Tillis is going to lose, don't bet too heavily on that either. Here's bite number 3 of one of the so-called vulnerable senators. Bite 3, Tom Tillis, go.
The White House counsel completed their arguments today, and they laid out a very compelling case asking why we're even in this impeachment process. They've not provided the president with any kind of due process. They haven't charged the president with a crime. About the only thing we see here is a political exercise by Chuck Schumer and by Nancy Pelosi to prevent us from continuing to do the good work that we've been doing for the American people. It's time to end this sham.
And again, he was a guy that a couple of weeks ago was on the list of vulnerable Republican senators, a guy who we were being told could jump to the Democrats. Tom Tillis has been consistent. He said no. The job of the Senate is to judge what the House sends over in the trial. It's not for the Senate to revisit all the facts and the witnesses and everything else. It's up to the Senate to judge the case put together and prosecuted by the House and the House managers. Insulting those in the Republican Senate by saying it's a cover-up, or you're not doing your job, or you're complicit, or whatever it is, that doesn't help you with Susan Collins. It doesn't help you with Cory Gardner. It doesn't help you with Lisa Murkowski, that's for sure, because she said so. We know that. And so, again, Here's what's going to happen today. 8 hours of questions put forth by the Republicans and the Democrats. The questions are written out on 3x5 cards. They're given to John Roberts, the Chief Justice, who then will read the card. And those responding are supposed to wrap it up in about 5 minutes. We'll see how that works. But that's the plan. The question is, will they go on for 2 days? Because it's set for 8 hours of questions and answers today where, you know, the Democrats will ask Trump's defense team questions and the Republicans will ask the House manager's questions. It'll be back and forth in political theater and nonsense, right? That's what it'll be. For 2 days, potentially. That is if they use all 8 hours today and all 8 hours tomorrow. If not, it'll still go to these critical votes on Friday. And right now, it only looks like two Republicans are likely to vote with the Democrats, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins. And Mitt Romney is an embarrassment to himself, to his state, and to the United States Senate. Mitt Romney is a guy who ran as a conservative, but truly was never a conservative. He doesn't like Donald Trump, even though he was offered the position or discussed the position of Secretary of State at one time. Mitt Romney has been a guy who has attacked Donald Trump during his campaign, attacked Donald Trump during the middle of the campaign in 2016, and he has never come to terms with a president that gets things done. And Mitt Romney, maybe it's just sour grace because he failed to win the presidency. He failed to defeat Barack Obama. He failed to rise to the moment. He failed to punch hard and win the election in 2012. And maybe we're lucky he didn't win in 2012 because if he had, we wouldn't have gotten the president we have now. So there's that consideration. 25 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And I ask you, please, go to Facebook, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. You guys have been doing great. Let's get some more followers there today, all right? Back after this.